Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to Pick Your Battles. I'm Kayla.
I'm Dana. We have a second episode with Ami because this is too good not to have two episodes. So
That's
we're gonna
right.
get right into it. Kayla, you had a question before we had to leave the meeting. So go
I
for it.
did. So I would really love to hear about the feedback that you got from this product. Obviously, you had lots of different, tests and tests run, and even like you said, you're continually updating it. What is the feedback that you have gotten from parents as they've used this? And I want to know like the real live feedback from it all.
Very good for a question. Many parents never ever wanted even to try it. So this is the very first feedback. I don't need it. I can manage without that. Fine. In brackets, I would like to mention that 25% of the kids in the US raised in a single mom families. So you are by yourself, you have to go to work. And you need to have, to feel like you're doing the best. So you, in many occasions, when you have let's say everyone supporting you, grandparents, if you have an ability to hire a nanny, it might be less confusing, less, let's say it's not an issue, but in many occasions you really need that. So many parents said, well, I don't really need that. This is the very first thing, and it's reasonable. Most of the parents don't use even today any type of baby monitor. The parents who use it, and I'm talking about people who are from the AI market, people that from the psychology markets, different kinds of parents, different places. And we receive different kind of responses. The very first thing we wanted to make sure they feel okay with the product. The routine is fine, they understand what to do, the application it's bright and understood. And we worked hard to make them feel okay about that, and we received a lot of different type of feedback. Still, we actually arrange it the way they wanted it. So this is the very first bit feedback. It's about what they missed in the application, even things that are not related to the sophisticated AI we have, such as add this and that thing to the baby diary, like breastfeeding or sorry, pump. We didn't have. And we had to add that you use the pump for and left side, right side. We didn't even know that we have to add that. So we did that. The second and the very first thing we wanted to make sure that the routine is fine with them. Only when we crossed this point, we started to ask them about the value. What is the added value gained from it? This is the other feedbacks we asked to. The funny things was that we were expecting parents for the very first baby, unexperienced parents to say, oh, it's valuable, it's good. Well, they said that, but parents who used this product for the third kid, for the fourth kid, amazed us. We asked them, why did you want to join the beta trial, the early adopter trial? Why did you purchase this product? And the answer shocked us. Ami, they said, I raised three kids. I'm smart enough and experienced enough to know what I should track. I didn't do that with my first kids. Now I know. We didn't expect such an answer that experienced parents will say that kind of thing. So, from the marketing point of view, if you would like to analyze it, that kind of person is a aware person who learned what is important for the activities that supports the baby development. What he should do, what is the parent's responsibilities, and it was very interesting to receive such an answer. The most funny feedback we received was from a professor in the area of AI. Smart, both of them, the husband and the wife. We hosted her once for a live streaming video we have done with her. She is a professor in Duke University. And her husband, an AI person by himself, said, Ami, anytime I see the Elora on my baby's belly, it reminds me to talk to him. It reminds me to play with him because I do not want to find myself in the evening opening the report and not doing it. It's like a reminder. So beside of the whole sophisticated stuff, at the end of the day, it's a very nice reminder. So this is the type of feedback. We received negative feedbacks either because of We didn't provide at the beginning enough educational stuff, and we had to improve that, to improve it. And when you create a community, you need to work with any type of parents to listen to everyone, because even now, after we launched the product, we're still improving it. We communicate with parents who use the product and ask them questions. The last thing I want to share. Anytime parents ask for feature, we didn't say yes. We said, fine, we will look into it. We really like the idea. Then we talked to several baby experts we work with and asked them, is it okay to add that kind of thing? We were surprised that in some cases they said, no, don't do that. Although the parents really keen to know that kind of thing, it will just put more pressure on them. Although they want to know it, it's not relevant.
What
and
was it?
we had to juggle between the parents and the needs of the parents, the instincts of the parents, and the understanding of the baby experts to provide the right things.
What was the ask that they said, don't do that?
Most of the question was about comparison. And people want to know if they're doing well, if the baby cry more than the other kids, if they play enough their bigger babies. We can do that. No, it's not the right thing to do. Do what you can, the best. And never ever forget to smile, hug, and kiss.
I love it. So simple.
Yeah, that's awesome too. Because if you think about, like you said, the single mother is not going to have the same reality as the stay-at-home mom. Like, I can give hugs and kisses all day, but you know, the single mother who has to work to be able to support her children doesn't have that opportunity. So it's not fair to compare. So I think that's very
Kayla,
smart.
Can I surprise you a little bit?
Always.
Please.
Well, we found it in the lockdowns, especially at the lockdowns, we had an ability to observe babies at home with their parents. Like, it's the equivalent to I'm at home all day. I'm with my baby. I know what is going on. And I'm sorry to say, but in 99% of the time, 99% of the cases in the daycares, the routine, sometimes it's much more healthy. The communication and playing with the kids, it's much more exciting. I'm not saying that it's not all the time like that, but parents can relax the moment they see that the daycare do well. And I'm and in brackets, I will say, because I do not compare more than what they do in the evenings. Sometimes the shower is at 8 o'clock, which is too late. Sometimes it's 6, sometimes, you know, because, we had other things to do. So the idea is to relax, since you know the facts, when you're not around, when your mother-in-law is with the baby, when a new babysitter, unexperienced one, is with your baby, you know what is really going on. This is the idea. And yourself is not less important. And the moment the daycare people understand to read how the application, oh my God, they will start to add information to you that you never ever thought you should be aware of.
So really, this is a tool to get rid of Jewish guilt. Is that what I'm hearing?
Kind of.
I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Oh my goodness.
When we had emailed Adam back and forth in just getting a little bit of background on you and on the company, you have a very unique, and you touched on it last episode, but you have a very unique entrance into kind of the childhood developmental space. Can you kind of talk about your background a little
well,
bit?
Well, in my personal background, I was the head of the PTA for my entire life. I actually established an elementary school because we didn't have elementary school in our village. I called to the Ministry of Education and told them, I don't know what you think. I don't know if you have budgets, but next year we're going to have elementary school. Do not interrupt me. I'm going to do that. And they helped us. So I'm involved in education in many aspects besides of, you know, volunteering in the community, because by mistake, I found myself involved in content for babies, although I really liked it. And the content for babies, it's a unique world where you actually, it's a door to the imagination, to develop the imagination of babies, if the parents are willing to read to them and play with them. Time, quality time with babies is not just a word. It's about leaving everything, ignore everything, look to your baby's eyes, change your face expression, and start communicating with them. Do you have any idea how many neural connections happens in the baby's brain when you talk to him? Can you guess?
Millions?
50,000.
50,000. No, you're
Oh.
right.
Oh.
Millions. But
Oh.
every second, another million. Every second, another million neural connections happens. Like it's a firework in the baby's brain. You need to talk to them as much as you can, but not to put them in front of the telly. It's a different thing. You need to communicate with them. Do you know why we talk baby languages? Like you speak very slowly. I'm going to make you something to eat, and then we will take shower together with Pa. Why we talk that way? You have any idea? It's a natural thing all of us do because this is the way we make them purchase and understand the differentiation between every syllable to understand my language. Kids, babies start to cry differently in France, Israel, or the US because of the accent of the parents. At the beginning, it's very easy. They are much more similar. Okay? So this world is fascinating. Why am I in this world? Well, I have a personal reason. When I was born, my mom had to stay in the hospital. I was released from the hospital, and my mom she was supposed to die. She was in a very risky situation. And I'm talking many years ago. And one day I asked my father, what had happened over there? What exactly was the story? It always was in the background, but nobody talked about it. So I was asking my father, and actually my mom was behind him, and I didn't pay attention. She was there, and I didn't realize how sensitive this issue is with them. So my father said, yeah, it was about 6 months that your mom didn't was not around. And my mom behind us said, no, it was just 2 weeks. The moment she said it was just 2 weeks, while he was stating 6 months, I understood that there is a story. I knew that my auntie raised me. So I went to her and I asked her, and she is very funny old woman. And when I asked her, I said, Auntie, what had happened over there? She said, do you want to sue me? What do you want from me now? She was laughing like, and then she told me that what had happened, and nobody used the terminology of depression after birth. Nobody knew that word. It was shame that you cannot raise your kid, your baby. It was shame in the community. And she was there for me. I think I was 25 when I discussed and made my researches, and I talked to her daughter. And her daughter was 7 years old when I was raised for these 2 weeks/6 months. But it was like I was there all most of the time, although my mom was involved here and there. I was there all most of the time. And she told me like I was like a doll for her. She talked to me, she communicated with me, she played with me all day long. I compare myself to other family members that was raised around my mom, let's say that way. I'm more communicative, socializing, sorry for saying happier, and it never ever leaves me. It made me understand that this period of time, it's like I could become another version of myself just to be raised with other people. Do you know why often babies do not cry? You have any idea why they don't cry?
They don't know what to cry about.
No. They know nobody will answer them.
That was gonna guess that. It was right
They
there.
know nobody is going to answer them. Can you imagine what needs to go in the brain of a baby where he knows or she knows they know nobody is going to answer them and they give up on crying? Do you understand that crying is healthy? It's my way to express, I need you, come over here. I trust that you will fix the problem between my leg right now or this smell. And they give up. Nobody will show up. So, and 25 or 30 or 40 years later, they're going to be another version of a very other person who could be hugged and loved and kissed, and another adult was there for them. We are a one version of what we could be, and we would like to, although you work very hard to bring this baby to the world, let's make it the best version that you can create of it. AI became a tool that makes it much more cheaper to collect the data and to present it in a way that we have a better understanding of it. What we ask parents to do is to attach the Elora to the chest during the pregnancy because it tells you how much you're socializing with people, your quality of sleep, patterns of sleep. Anytime you touch it, you can monitor or you can actually talk about your nutrition and mental and the emotional story. You can tell, share the emotional story and how much active you are. Why we ask moms to do that during the pregnancy? After the due date, you just transfer the very similar from your chest after the due date to your baby. And for the very first time, we are going to have a real baby diary during the pregnancy and the first 2 years of life. We do not know what to do with this data because we do not do anything, but we do believe that these parents in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, due to the explosion of the AI, will ask for that data. It's going to be, and we're going to give it to them if they will keep it. And the technology that about to come, when we started, many things we are doing today will not exist yet, but we knew that about to happen. We knew that is going to happen. I do believe that in 5, 10 years' time, this data is going to be a treasure for the understanding of how to treat this kid in the elementary school, what we should do as parents, or what can be gained. Again, it's this data belongs to the parents. We are if they want to delete it, they can delete it. If they want to keep it, the idea is that we are tracking or following strict privacy policy because it's a very sensitive area, babies, families, side by side with the safety policy. No game here, no place to game, no advertisements, no tracking. We are not there. All we are trying to do is to collect the data in the way where maybe it's going to be used in a better way in the future if the parents want.
So I had postpartum depression, didn't feel a connection. I didn't feel like I was getting anything back from him. I wonder if down the line in little one, is there any postpartum care for like the mom that can kind of talk to?
One, in our application, when you click on any event can be the baby cried, the baby was asleep, the baby was active, if you change diaper, it's many type of events. The moment you open an event, you can see more details about this event. For instance, your baby fall asleep in the afternoon between 3 to 4 p.m. But side by side to it, you will see a tip that was written in advance by one of the baby experts in the app. This tip is dedicated to the event type that you just click on, which is sleeping. And in many occasions, it will be written by a sleeping expert, sleeping trainer. And it's related to the age group of your baby. So if you try to imagine the baby is growing up, and anytime you will type on the events, you might see different kind. It's like kind of Wikipedia that tells you so many things. But one of the categories that we have over there, side by side to any experts that you can imagine, as I said, speech therapists, play therapists, breastfeeding experts, baby care specialists, there is one important category, experts mom. We invite any mom to add her tips. The only thing we ask you is not to provide tips from your imagination. Look for a reliable website and share with us where you took it from, that we it enable us to make sure that you are not writing something that we cannot rely on. The reason we have done it, because we would like mom in the app to chat with this experienced mom. Oh yeah, I've been there. Don't worry, it's fine. Okay, because in many occasions you are by yourself or feel not okay to ask people that are close to you if I'm fine, if it's reasonable what I'm going through. We want to create that. If we are doing enough on it, not yet, because we need to create more and more communities. The other thing we would like to do, which will take time, we would like to enable each expert mom or local expert. Where are you from, if it's okay to ask you? Where
Yes,
are you from?
Michigan.
Let's assume that in Michigan, we have one expert. Actually, we have one lovely person from Michigan. And we would like to create groups, Michigan, Buffalo, Rochester, New York, different kind of place, Dallas, and so on. Why? We would like to create a situation where each baby experts will communicate with the people in the community, let's call it community. And from time to time, we are not doing it yet, but this is my dream. From time to time, we will release a competition, but not between parents, because some of the parents are very competitive, between communities. For instance, who is singing more? Michigan against New York during the whole week. And the Michigan experts will discuss with you and tell you why it's important to sing to your baby. Nobody know, many people don't know that it's about the confidence of these toddlers later on in the daycare. Because they know how to sing, because my mom sing to me, I will sing with the caregivers. It's fine. I feel okay with that. And we would like to make this competition. It will make you to be part of community. And this week we are going to sing better and you're more aware of it. Who is talking more to the baby? Who is playing more with the baby? And to do more and more competitions like that with winners and things like that. This is the place for the expert mom to share their experience, their knowledge, and especially to bring into your life proportions. I think this is the most important part, proportions. Relax, everything is fine, you're good.
Thank you so much for all the information. I've learned so much, and I'm just like literally so amazed at how advanced our world has become. It blows my mind. So,
Anything that, can help parents be parents and be confident, I'm all about. So
there's just so much information that we've learned over the past two episodes. I didn't even know something like this existed. So I am very grateful to Ami and Little One.care and the Alora and everything that we've learned over the past two episodes. You can just tell he's genuinely passionate.
yeah,
And that's really cool.
exactly.
We love people like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we're just here for the
Our
knowledge and
passions.
our passions,
Yeah,
damn it.
that's right.
Exactly. And just remember that it's okay to pick your battles.
And it's okay if you pick the wrong one.